is your Polycast for Wednesday, January 28th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, more on the governor's budget and why he's stiffing Minskew and the Minneapolis Park Board. DFL Governor Mark Dayton has unveiled a budget proposal that spends more than $42 billion over the next 2 years. Most of the focus is on the projected $1 billion state budget surplus. Dayton said he wants to spend more than half of that money on children and schools. Tim Pugmire reports.
By focusing on children, Dayton said he was placing his budget priority on the future of Minnesota. His proposal includes new money for voluntary preschool, child care tax credits, and an increase in the per pupil funding formula for public schools. Dayton said more children are facing difficulties at earlier ages.
Trying to save more of our kids and families from long-term dysfunction and disruption is money very, very well spent.
Dayton contends his education and human services proposals aimed at young children would address some of the root causes of the achievement gap. His phased-in preschool proposal would cost $109 million, which is significantly less than a Senate DFL plan that came with a $417 million estimate for full implementation.
My excellent Commissioner of Education thinks this is the best blend of what's available now and what we need to add so we can provide the option for every parent to get their children into a quality learning experience. Certainly by age four, if not sooner.
Dayton's proposed $250 million in new spending for higher education includes $30 million for medical school improvements at the University of Minnesota. But he intentionally left out new money for the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities system. Dayton said he's holding back the Minskew funding increase until the system's chancellor, administrators, and faculty can resolve their ongoing dispute over the chancellor's plan for the system's future.
The continuation of this divide would be very detrimental to Minskew, to its campuses, to its reputation.
Dayton also said he wants to cut about $3.8 million in state funding for the Minneapolis Park Board because of its obstruction of the Southwest Light Rail project.
Those who have wanted to defeat it from the beginning, just by delaying it, seem to be accomplishing their purpose. And those who profess in the abstract that for public transit and then oppose the only viable option for this project to move forward, really going to be called to account for their hypocrisy.
Dayton's budget plan, which would increase general fund spending by $2.6 billion over current levels, does not include new money for local governments or nursing homes. Republicans in the Minnesota House and Senate criticized the proposal as too expensive and void of meaningful reform. GOP House Speaker Kurt Dowd of Crown said he wanted to see specific programs aimed at closing the achievement gap in schools, not just more education spending.
I'm not sure that's the right approach. I mean, if you look at where the problem is in the inner city schools, if money were the solution to the problem, the Minneapolis School District would have the best educated students in the state. But unfortunately, they have, the lowest graduation rate in the state. So money hasn't solved the problem.
House Republicans are trying to make changes in teacher seniority rules, and they want to spend the surplus money on business tax breaks and road and bridge projects. DFL Senate Majority Leader Tom Bach of Cook praised the governor's budget. He said it's mostly in line with the budget plan that Senate Democrats have in mind.
I think we're pretty close. We're certainly pretty close on transportation and education, which is probably two of the real pivotal issues, the things that this session is probably likely to be remembered for.
Lawmakers will begin dissecting parts of Dayton's budget later this week. They aren't likely to make any final budget decisions until May. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
As we heard in Tim's piece, Governor Dayton delivered a strong message to Minnesota State Colleges and Universities and to the Minneapolis Park Board in his budget plan. He says Minskew and the Park Board have to do what he wants before they'll get more state money. Tom Scheck has more on that part of the story.
Governor Dayton is clearly making children a top priority in this year's budget. He's spending more on early childhood education, K-12 schools, and higher education, but not the Minnesota State Colleges and University system. Dayton said he's withholding any increase in funding until the chancellor and faculty resolve their differences over a plan for the future of the system.
We need a united Minskew
that brings the administrators and the faculty and all the other support staff together in common quest for a better future for Minsku and for the students it serves, and that a continuation of this divide would be very detrimental to Minsku, to its campuses, to its reputation.
Minsku's administration and faculty issued a statement pledging cooperation. The two sides have been sparring for months over Chancellor Stephen Rosenstone's plan to overhaul the system. After a legislative committee hearing, Rosenstone declined to comment beyond the statement.
Statement is the statement.
But he's saying you guys got to resolve your differences.
Here you go.
Why are you not talking about this?
We are. We made a statement to you, and we want to stand by that statement. So thank you.
Thank you.
Dayton said, however, that he's keeping $35 million in reserve in case the dispute is resolved soon. Minsku isn't the only group Dayton is targeting. He zeroed out state money for the Minneapolis Park Board. Dayton said he's not willing to commit nearly $3.8 million in state funds to the Park Board after the board hired consultants to look into different options regarding the Southwest Light Rail line between Eden Prairie and Minneapolis. Dayton said the Park Board is obstructing the process when other local governments have agreed on the Metropolitan Council's plan for the line.
But in my view, if they have all this additional money to throw around for consultants, then they don't need all the state money that's being allocated to them.
Minneapolis Park Board Chair Liz Walensky said she's disappointed with Dayton's action, but isn't willing to back off hiring consultants to study an alternative to the current plan.
The Met Council should have been doing this work, and we're having to take general fund money to do it out of our system, which really could be put to better use. But since we were elected to protect the park system, that's what we're doing.
Republican Senate Minority Leader David Hand said Dayton's approach to the Park Board is, quote, an interesting way to negotiate. Republicans criticized Dayton for spending too much but didn't offer a budget plan of their own. Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd hinted that, unlike Dayton, House Republicans are likely to support more spending for nursing homes.
We know that Greater Minnesota really needs some solutions that are going to help them maintain the nursing homes in a way that really show their loved ones and our aging population that we the respect that they deserve. So the governor does not put any new money into that, and that is a disappointment as well.
Dayton's budget also keeps funding flat for cities and counties. The governor said local governments saw huge increases in the last budget cycle. DFL Senate Majority Leader Tom Bach agrees with the bulk of Dayton's budget, but suggested the Senate may dedicate some money to give nursing home workers a raise. As for local government aid, Bach says there's some concern that cities didn't hold the line on property tax hikes after getting an increase 2 years ago.
Clearly their job's made harder now. They're going to have to work pretty hard, I think, to get new money out of the legislature when the governor didn't have it in his budget.
Both the House and Senate say they'll release their budget plans after the next budget forecast is released in February. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Governor Dayton's new budget also calls for more Department of Human Services funding to help DHS cover its share of MnSure's expenses. Mark Zadeklik reports.
Dayton's budget recommends an additional $10.5 million for DHS to fund MnSure's ongoing IT development. Another $1.1 million would help finance MnSure's operational budget. Human Services Commissioner Lucinda Jessen says government-sponsored health plans account for a much bigger share of total enrollments than expected. That means more taxpayer funding for MnSure.
If MnSure had more private plan enrollments, the percentages would be different and the amount of costs borne by the public programs would be different.
Jessen says spending more on IT improvements is intended to, among other things, solve problems updating consumer accounts in the event of life changes, such as marriages and births. Mark Zadeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Paul.
The U.S. House has passed a bill that encourages states to adopt the kind of safe harbor laws that Minnesota has enacted to halt sex trafficking. Minnesota Republican Eric Paulson authored the legislation and says it's designed to halt the prosecution of sex trafficking victims.
You've got 12 and 13 and 14-year-old girls that are truly victims, these young girls. And in the past, they've had their behavior criminalized. So for prostitution, et cetera, they're going to stay in the shadows. They're going to be afraid to come out.
Paulson says the safe harbor approach has increased prosecutions of traffickers and allowed victims to rebuild their lives. A version of the bill passed in the House last year, but the Senate never acted on it. DFL Senator Amy Klobuchar has pushed for similar legislation in the Senate. And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.